Talking with Governor Kevin Stitt. Governor, you're here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. I know you've got a son invested this year in the show. You really have been a fan ever since, obviously, you've started running for governor, in fact.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, my little brother showed steer. I never got a chance to participate in FFA, but I wish I would have in high school. And so it was really important for me to get my son involved, and he's showing pigs this year. He's fixing the show here in about 30 minutes, and it's just great. I just love the young people, what it teaches them, animal husbandry and, you know, work ethic and communication. It's just a great program. It's a great family environment, and it's just great for me to be out here and hanging out with all my fellow Oklahomans.
I know that, you know, obviously you've got a lot of decisions you're having to make right now regarding the national, international situation. Your theme here in your comments to OIE, you want to keep everybody safe.
That's right, yeah. I mean, obviously safety is our number one goal. And but right now, you know, the experts tell us until there's community spread, there's no need to shut down events like this. And a community spread would be where we have positive cases that we don't know where they came from. Right now, the four cases in Oklahoma have all been related to travel from Europe or travel from a destination where we knew there was spread. So they're traceable. In other words, we're monitoring this situation and trying to get the timing right. If you close events too early, when do you open them back up? And so that's been my message. It's our recommendation that schools remain open. And again, this is a flu-like virus, and it's going to affect the same people that would really be vulnerable on a flu. And you could argue there's some stats that this is it's got a higher mortality rate than the common flu does. And so our age population has to be very, very careful. That's why I'm encouraging our nursing homes and our assisted living to really look at visitation policies.
One thing I really like is the fact that you've basically kind of issued a call to prayer on this coming Sunday, the 15th.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think prayer is so important, and I'm a man of faith, and I have to pray every day for wisdom, and obviously I pray for the protection of Oklahoma, and we're obviously praying for the protection and that this virus does not spread throughout our state.